This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ketala. Active ingredient, S, ketamine hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Ketala. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ketala. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being treated with Ketala? Ketala contains the active ingredient ketamine hydrochloride. Ketala belongs to a group of medicines called anesthetics. It works by stopping the brain from interpreting messages of pain. Ketala is used to make the body insensitive to surgical treatment. It may be used in combination with other medicines to induce anesthesia. What should I know before treatment with Ketala? Warnings. Do not use Ketala if you are allergic to ketamine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: poorly controlled blood pressure, severe heart disease, heart failure, a recent history of stroke, recent heart attack, brain hemorrhage, brain trauma. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions: heart problems, including a heart attack, dehydration, high blood pressure, breathing problems, including chest infections and asthma, alcohol intoxication or history of alcohol abuse, drug abuse or drug dependence, cerebral or head problems, including injury, lesions, or elevated cerebrospinal fluid pressure, psychiatric disorders, e.g. schizophrenia, acute psychosis, overactive thyroid, glaucoma, kidney or liver disease, e.g. porphyria or cirrhosis, seizures, e.g. fits or convulsions. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. If you are not sure whether you should be given this medicine, talk to your doctor. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Drug dependence and tolerance. Tell your doctor if you have used Ketala or any ketamine-containing medicine before. This medicine is addictive. Individuals with a history of drug abuse or dependence may develop Ketala dependence and tolerance. However, addiction is unlikely to occur when Ketala is used as prescribed for anesthesia. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Ketala and affect how it works. These include general anesthetics, medicines used to put you to sleep during an operation, and hypnotics, e.g. thiopental, barbiturates, used to treat epilepsy, narcotic analgesics, used to relieve pain, sedatives, or anxiolytic drugs, used to help relieve anxiety, alcohol, benzodiazepines, medicines used as sedatives, or to treat anxiety, ergometrin, a medicine used sometimes after giving birth, thyroxine, or thyroid hormones, theophylline and aminophylline, medicines used for breathing problems or asthma, antihypertensives, medicines used to help lower blood pressure, muscle relaxants used in anesthesia, atricurium and tobocurarine, antidiuretic hormones, e.g. vasopressin, medicines affecting your heart or circulation system, medicines that increase your blood pressure should be avoided. These medicines may be affected by Ketala or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Ketala. How is Ketala given? How much will be given? Your doctor will decide what dose you will receive. This depends on your condition and other factors, such as your age, weight and other medicines that are being given. How is Ketala given? Ketala is given as an injection into a muscle, or as a slow injection into a vein. It must only be given by a nurse or doctor. If too much Ketala is given, as Ketala is given to you in a hospital under the supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will receive an overdose. You will be closely monitored in hospital during the early post-operative period, so that any unwanted side effects can be treated. However, if you experience severe side effects, tell your doctor immediately. Symptoms of an overdose may include the side effects listed under Section 6. Are there any side effects? If you think that you have been given too much Ketala, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know during treatment with Ketala? Things you should do. Tell any doctor or nurse giving you this medicine if you are about to be started on any new medicine, are pregnant or planning to become pregnant, are breastfeeding or are planning to breastfeed. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you see that you are being given Ketala. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. When Ketala is used on an outpatient basis, you should not be released from medical care until you have completely recovered from anesthesia, and then you should be accompanied by a responsible adult. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools for at least 24 hours after receiving Ketala, until you know how the medicine affects you. Ketala has the potential to affect driving and has an associated risk with road safety. Drinking alcohol. Do not drink alcohol for 24 hours after you have been given this medicine. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. How is Ketala stored? Ketala will be stored in the pharmacy or on the ward. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep the medicine in a cool, dry place, protected from light. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard Ketala? Ketala is used for one dose in one patient only. Any remaining contents should be discarded. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Common side effects. Common side effects: nausea or vomiting, increased saliva, pain at the injection site. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Do not be alarmed by this list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Serious side effects. Serious side effects: allergic type reactions, sudden signs of allergy such as rash or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Psychological: confusion, excitation, irrational behavior, hallucinations, vivid imagery, dreamlike states, nightmares, agitation, anxiety, or insomnia. Nervous system: movements resembling seizures, lung-related issues, breathing difficulties, heart-related issues, elevated blood pressure, fast or slow heartbeat, heart palpitations, feeling faint, eye-related issues, double vision or abnormal eye movements, kidney-related issues, changes in your urine color, pain or burning sensation when urinating, frequently passing small amounts of urine or a persistent urge to urinate, liver-related issues, yellowing of the skin, jaundice. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Ketala contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 200 mg per 2 ml of ketamine as hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Benzophonium chloride. Water for injections. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. What Ketala looks like. Ketala is a clear, colorless solution in a glass vial. Ketala 200 mg per 2 ml, 5 by 2 ml vials. Australian registration number, OSTAR 70073. Who distributes Ketala? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-229. www.pfizer.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in September 2024.